Liz Mock, you're just back from 6 months in a refugee camp for Ethiopian refugees in the Sudan. Why did you go there?
I think we go because we want to be with the people overseas. I certainly love Africa. I spent 6 years in Tanzania, East Africa, before this. And when this crisis happened about a year and a half ago for all of us, we saw the BBC reports on TV and it broke the news here. For many people, the question is, what can I do, but what can I do right here? And I have a lot of other gifts and talents, having been overseas and enjoy being overseas. I knew that I had to go beyond just helping here in the United States and get myself over there bodily and be there. And so I think it's a strong conviction to be with the people and share with them what I can, and certainly to offer the medical services.
Do you see scenes in this camp like that footage from the BBC that really opened up the story in this country? Or are things somewhat better?
Definitely, they're much better at this point. I went in thinking I was going to see a lot of that, and speaking to the other voluntary agency people that come in, we certainly felt that that's what we were going into. And I think we're all a little shocked that it wasn't, and for me, I was grateful that it wasn't.
But relieved, too, I mean.
Very relieved, because I think you hit a point where you work very numbly because you're seeing all that, and we could move beyond that. And we could work with people in health programs, teaching. The other side of it is their own spirit is so incredibly strong. They just overwhelm me sometimes with the strength that they had to deal with the grief and the pain. They don't talk about it too much, but when we do have deaths in the camp, the whole grieving process that they go through, I participated with them, and it was incredible healing time for me.
What's the first thing you want to tell people about when you come back?
I wish that we could get rid of some of the red tape of the inter-voluntary agencies. But at the same time, we're all human. And we had a lot of little problems out in the camp between the different groups when you have more than one agency working in a camp. At the same time, it's all, you've got Europeans, Australians, Canadians, Americans all working together. And so you've got so much cross-cultural stuff. So that was a very difficult thing for me. But on the other side of it is an anger sometimes that it even has to happen, that we even have to have refugees when they could be producing food. And I just think the effect is so much the militarization of the area.
Do you feel like you accomplished what you set out to when you first went?
I went out to see the refugee situation, to do what I could, and yeah, I feel good about that part of it. It's hard to leave them, and it's hard to come home, and I've only been home a few weeks now. It's hard to be back here and know that people like Letai, you know, are still sitting in that camp. She's a tremendously talented person and could do well wherever she went, and to know that she's back there, and that I find that really difficult right now.
Yeah, I was going to ask, were you ready to leave?
I was tired. And probably, burnt out in a, big word now these days, I guess. But I was real tired and ready to come out in that way. I could see, getting some energy back and going back in. And I would hope somewhere down the line I do. I think once you've been touched by those people, certainly I'll never be the same again. And I'll know over and over again I've got to go back.